107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's toweled off. He's all dried up. He's ready to go. He's here. Rob Blows with BST Vacation, Blows and Stewart Travel. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, that was a storm last night.
That was something, wasn't it?
I'm telling you, no. I know we needed rain, but that was a lot of rain.
Maybe that reminds us that hurricane season's coming.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Not the most positive thought, but...
Always good, yes, to be prepared.
Exactly.
Though. Always good to be prepared. And speaking of which, we should talk about booking early for winter in terms of being prepared for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I really strongly recommending people to start really thinking about their winter vacation. I know it's July and it's 30 degrees here, and it's just we're finding an uptick in inquiries already, like significant, and we're seeing prices increase regularly. So things are starting to book, the demand's there, especially, you know, those people that aren't going to be going to the U.S. Mm-hmm. will be going to the Caribbean and Mexico for their vacations. So I think that's going to have an effect on it as well. So things are going to book up early. And it's not just Canadians not going to the U.S., it's Europeans and the like as well that maybe won't go to Florida, they'll go to the Caribbean. So all that capacity is going to get taken up somehow. Mm-hmm. And I think even though the airlines are moving flights out of U.S., routes and putting them in Caribbean and Mexico to try and compensate for it. So they're anticipating a very busy season as well. So,
and from your vantage point, are you seeing that destinations going to the U.S. and maybe more to Europe or further down south?
We're getting asked about it more. Yeah, for sure. People are just saying, well, maybe I'm not going to go there this year. I'll wait a couple of years, see what happens and what are my options.
So there seems to be a lot more options.
Yeah,
a lot more flights going over to Europe, a lot more flights happening down south.
Yeah, for sure. Like we've got a couple of long stay programs we put together for Malta and Portugal. Just to offer something different for people that you might usually go to Florida.
Yeah.
So that you can give us a call on that. That's starting to book as well. But you get get the winter ones booked early. They have early booking promotions on now. You can get a price drop guarantee on your vacation package. So if you book something now and, 4 weeks from now they come out with another promo and they drop the price $500, then you can cash it in.
Well, there you go.
Get your price. So you really have nothing to lose. Same with cruises. Book early. Get your deposit in. Some of the promotions are really aggressive right now, especially if you want to go cruise between now and the end of 2025. Really aggressive promotions for Caribbean cruising and Europe as well.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to fill the capacity for the end of this year. You're going to find some really good deals.
Yeah, so get in on some good deals. And as we say, it's a good idea to book early. Don't wait till that last minute thinking, oh, I'm going to get that last minute deal sort of thing. Because you're saying that's kind of a thing of the past, if you will.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be the last couple of years, there hasn't been a lot of last minute. We came out of COVID, everyone wanted to go away, right? So there was everything just booked. There was nothing really left to drop pricing on. There was really high-end stuff that was left over, maybe. There might have been a few spots on that was there, but, the prices on that stuff generally doesn't drop. And, there just wasn't a lot there. So it just doesn't really, you're not going to save a lot. And especially if you want to fly
if you're waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, like you might save something, but then you can't be picky and you can't say, I only want to fly from London or I only want to fly from Kitchener. That's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So book early, get in on the savings, and book early for winter. And we should also spotlight, too, it's right on the top of the BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel Facebook page. 2026 Peterborough departures are here. This is very cool.
Right. So we've run a charter program out of the Peterborough Airport. It's a big enough airport to take large aircraft. So we've chartered 737s and some regional jets, and we're doing a charter program. So next year... We did them this year as well, but next year we've got Calgary Stampede.
Yeah,
we've got Saint Pierre and Miquelon. We have Saint John's Newfoundland, which always sells out. I can't believe Saint John's always sells out every single year. Everybody wants to go there. And we've got coming up. I think we have Arizona, like Scottsdale, Arizona. We've got all kinds of different stuff we're working on coming out for that. So that's for next year. Those are now released. They just got released. So things are going fast. St. Pierre is almost full and we might even add a second one if we get enough demand for it.
Isn't that something? Yeah. So, yes, it's that little bit of Europe right here on our doorstep.
And we have drive-through check-in at Peterborough Airport. You don't even get out of your car.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so, again, you got lots of options out there. And also, probably down the road, there are going to be potentially more options out of London.
That's our hope. You know, depending on aircraft availability, we'd like to try and offer this out of this region. Yeah. I mean, you're welcome to drive to Peterborough. You get free parking. It's an elevated experience too. So, you know, you're, like I said, you drive through check-in, you pop your trunk, your bags are taken out of your trunk, they're tagged, weighed. Security takes about 30 seconds. We do have security, don't worry.
But still, very efficient.
And like, returning, if it's from the U.S. destination, we have Canada Customs there. So it's like, you know, there's 50 people, or there's, depending on the airplane, could be up to 250, but you're cleared in no time. You're in your car in 15 minutes.
That sounds great. So again, you can get details on that with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. And we're looking ahead some more travel shows or travel get-togethers happening.
Yes, this fall. So we've got, we did these last year. They were quite well received. So we're doing it again this year. And what we do is we invite, obviously, our clients to join us, and we have suppliers come. And so they'll have a little table set up, can chat about their products, and they'll have a little time for a little presentation. And then we, of course, have our products there, like our Peterborough departures and whatnot, and talking about anything you want to talk about. But it's an opportunity for people just to learn about various products instead of just having a session on one product. So, we invite you to sign up. It's on our website now. So it's October... What did I say, Jamie?
October 21st in Listowel.
21st in Listowel, thank you, at the golf course, I believe. And then the 22nd in Stratford. And I think that's the country club.
I would assume so. Most of the get-togethers.
It's all on our website or social media. You can also follow us on social media. All that information is put up there instantly. And we also have a mailing list. So if you're interested in receiving promotional information, you might be interested in cruising, we can code all that stuff in our database. So if you only want to get stuff on cruising or, I don't know, adventure travel, those kind of things, let us know. We can sign you up for our email marketing. We don't crazy email market, couple emails a week, maybe. And our newsletters.
You can keep up to date all the, you know, changes, and again, new vacations that are opening up, things like, you know, the Peterborough departures, that sort of things, travel shows, and so much more.
Right, exactly.
So again, it is Rob Blows with BST Vacation, Blows and Stewart Travel, and of course, you can always drop by Wellington Street in downtown
Stewart. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 28 Wellington.
You bet. Rob Blows. Rob, have a great rest of the summer. We will chat again soon, but I'm sure
we will.
Rest of the summer.
Yep, thank you.